Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You know how to make a newsman feel naked?
How do you do it, Eric?
Have him forget all of his news in the office.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what I do the same 5 steps every morning, including my walking path to this room, what's in my hands.
Yeah.
As one person told us last year on our podcast tour, we have a ritual. And for some reason this morning, every piece of paper I've printed out, and I've got color charts of the weather, and I've got nerd news, and
you
we've got
broke
contest.
Our ritual?
I left every single piece of paper back in our office. I feel naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have zero information.
None around me. Nothing.
Everything from memory.
Well, I could give you most of it.
Okay.
I put most. You want it all now?
I want everything. Start at the beginning.
Sit down. How much time you got?
Okay.
Well, the weather was one of them.
And I need you to know that stuff because
yeah.
The storm was waking me up.
When was that first big boom? A little after 2, which was exactly when they said.
I wanted to say 1.
Maybe 1.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just remember several times like, hey, quiet down.
Well, I'll cheat on that one just because I saw a radar just a second ago. It's slowly working its way out of eastern Iowa, at least the Z listening area from the severe standpoint. We got to keep an eye on the one behind it. That I didn't get a chance to read yet.
Oh, okay.
So that's back in the office.
If you want to know what happens next today, you'll just have to wait.
If I don't go get this, I have to do nerd news from memory.
Oh,
you
dear.
Don't want that.
No, 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 no.
I have to do the buzz from memory.
No, no, no. You need to be, you have
I
to
must
get your
be prepared.
Yes.
I just, and it's not hard. It's just, I didn't have time to go back and get
but
it.
But you know what? We all do it. You just
it
forget
happens.
Something, you know, like, oh, one day I forget my phone. Or,
but just
oh.
So odd.
Yeah.
Like I carry the same, it's news, snacks,
yep.
Water, coffee.
It is
schlep.
So annoying when it's like, why did I not bring that?
It
I
makes
always
no sense.
Bring that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, brain.
What were we caught up talking about right when we were leaving? Oh, you asked me if I was going to ask Ben to move something.
You asked producer Ben. We're just saying good morning to Ben. And you said, what you doing this weekend? Like, it was the most leading question ever. And he kind of looked at you and I looked at you and we both thought, he's going to ask you for a favor.
Oh, I sincerely wanted to know what he was doing this weekend.
It didn't sound curious. It sounded like, I don't care. I need you to do something for me.
I think that's how I come across all the time.
Due to previous conversations with Dan and Eric Hansen, it was just assumed.
He has an agenda. He always has an agenda.
He wants something. He wants
always.
You to do something.
I'm always working a bargain. I legit was curious because I have a weirdly open, like we're watching the women's basketball game with some friends tonight.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow's pretty open. We're going to do the Bugs Bunny thing on Saturday night.
Like, oh, nice.
But then we lose an hour on Sunday.
Hey.
So it's mostly lounge around the house and then go to a thing for a couple of hours. I'll take it.
These are the weekends you need.
And
catch up.
I don't ask Ben enough about his life.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm like, what do you got going on this weekend? But
help?
Apparently it came across, do you want to help move a couch?
Sounded exactly like,
was it a couch? Or like, hey, I got to move a fridge.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
We got really to move a piano downstairs.
Yes, yes. Would you like to be one of the guys that helps me with that project? That's what it sounded like.
Got to move a piano downstairs.
Well,
which I've done before and it's not fun.
Downstairs?
Nicholas, the master of manipulating my parents, Hanson. At some point, talked them into buying. I think they either got the piano from a church auction for like $20 or the high school. It was moved up to his bedroom.
Oh, no.
And when we were in the process of selling my parents' house, this was before they passed, that they were just moving. We had to move that piano downstairs.
And you were the piano movers?
I was one of the piano movers.
Oh.
That's not a fun job.
No.
No.
I would not want to move
a piano.
No
kidding.
There are professionals.
And by the way, there's no good or bad spot to be on a piano moving team.
Nope.
They're all bad spots.
Nope. There's no winning with
there's
pianos.
There's none
They're
winning.
Just heavy.
No.
Hey, so
what
heavy.
What are you doing this weekend?
Why? Do you want me to move a piano for you? I'm very busy. Okay, we talked about how up in British Columbia, in Canada, they just made the announcement this week that they're going to lose an hour of sleep. And this is the last hour of sleep they will ever lose or gain because they are no longer going to do the daylight savings time thing.
DST for them will now be daylight standard time, right?
Yeah,
probably.
We're not setting our clocks back. We're not moving them forward.
We're just locking in.
We're locking in with one time.
Good for you, British Columbia.
Good for you. Here's a new idea that was proposed. a Florida congressman thinks we should do half daylight saving.
Oh, God, what's this mean?
Shift the clocks 30 minutes.
No!
It's called the Daylight Act of 2026. You split the difference. We'll keep, you know, some late night.
We're still doing it twice a year? Dude, read the room.
But we'd be off 30 minutes from the whole world.
Now, I will tell you, I'm a big fan of Newfoundland New Year's. Do you know why?
No.
Newfoundland is actually off by a half an hour. So when we celebrate New Year's at about 9:30 Central Time.
Yeah.
Because that's midnight in Newfoundland.
Oh.
So there are some territories that are on a half hour.
Newfoundland, Afghanistan.
Yes, a few in the Middle East as well.
Yeah.
No. No.
No. Thank you so much for the suggestion.
No.
No. I think it'd just be easier to either we're going to keep it forever or we're going to get rid of it forever. And I'm leaning
just
towards...
Just pick one.
Get rid of it forever.
And then we're done.
Yes.
Everybody will love you. I don't know what your approval rating is, sirs or madams.
What are you afraid of?
It will go to 1,000%.
Yes.
If you get rid of this thing.
Agreed.
Guaranteed.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Getting really excited because tonight we got our tickets. Finally, I've been waiting... Not very patiently, but somewhat patiently, for Guys and Dolls at Theater Cedar Rapids.
Here's what I forgot.
What?
And we were both in the show in high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much dancing is in it?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Great numbers.
Oh, my goodness. The opening act, which is the fugue, I got the horse right here.
Yeah.
There's a whole big dance break before it.
Uh-huh.
That's all the show. Just to kind of show you the fervor of New York City.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced. And that's what the show kind of has to offer. And I was trying to get my kids excited because they're like, I don't know the story. So I was trying to explain what the story was and how there was like these two couples and you're kind of following their love stories, two different stories. And then I was telling them about how excited I was because I did it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them about my role. And I was a hotbox girl.
Yes.
And they're like, what does that mean? I was like, well, we were dancers, and sometimes we would take off our clothes.
How'd that go over?
I was like, I don't want to say, don't say stripper. Don't say stripper.
I mean, they were more burlesque.
Thank
I don't,
you. And then Audrey said.
They never got nude.
No.
It
no,
was just.
Not all the way nude.
No.
So Audrey's like,
negligee.
So you mean burlesque dancers? And I was like,
Oh, your daughter got it.
Yeah, she got it. I was like, oh, yes. Yes, burlesque, classy.
Glad your daughter knows that word.
Yeah, me too.
Where'd that come from?
Mobby was a burlesque dancer. Different kind.
Can't wait for that to get back to school today.
Yeah.
I committed a word crime yesterday. So you're doing TCR tonight.
Yeah.
We're going Bugs Bunny at the Opera tomorrow.
Fun.
Yes. And the couple we're going with, I cast the line. Dinner beforehand, guys?
Huh?
And a couple options were shot back. And I looked one of them up. I'm like, they're not open on Saturdays. And then I looked another one of them up, Cobble Hill. And they had like a 5:45. And like, that's cutting it a little close because the show's at 7:30.
Shows at 7.
So the two words I sent back were Cobble booked. That can be interpreted as two different sentences.
Eric, no, I am interpreting that as like I booked it.
Yeah. So, and then Shannon found one other spot. So now we're kind of in the, we need to pick an answer. And then they're like, just come over to our house. We'll do it. And then this is all happening at about 9:30 last night when I'm not supposed to be awake.
Yeah, no.
Because Shannon's like, why aren't you responding to your texts? Like, my phone's on silent right now.
I'm asleep.
Unless it's from you, it does not pass the gate.
Yeah.
Right? Gandalf does not let the text
you
through.
You shall not pass.
No. So she's like, you need to help. Clarify. I'm like, well, there's nothing to clarify. Cobble booked meant Cobble not available. So I either should have typed that.
Yeah.
Or you know what would have fixed that? Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
One extra word.
Yes.
At 2 yesterday afternoon would have saved that just stupid headache.
Keeping you up at 9:30
yeah. last night.
Whoopsie.
So texting is so convenient, but because it's so shorthand, because I know what I meant.
Yeah, but they don't know what you meant.
I know. So what? Just you know what? Maybe you don't abbreviate. Maybe you use. Also, this is for Chuck Grassley. Use full words.
Full
words help explain what you mean.
time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
With the shakeup to oil supply in the global market, gas prices are starting to rise. Remember supply and demand?
Yes.
AAA says gasoline prices in Iowa now $2.98 a gallon. That is 36 cents up just in the past week. And that's probably pre-conflict price, if you think about it, because prices were rising anyway.
Yeah.
Because more people are starting to drive. National average right now is $3.25, but I would expect that number to continue to go up. Car dealership with locations in New Holland Center Point accused of a $12 million fraud scheme and may have their inventory seized. So this is Sky Auto Mall. They own locations in New Holland Center Point. Stellantis, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Maserati, like it's one of the big three automakers.
Sure.
Says that their arm that basically finances things gave the dealership money, loaned them money so they could purchase inventory. I'm sure that happens all the time. But what Stellantis says is then the dealership went to another company and got more loans for the same vehicles, then transferred the vehicles between locations to hide duplicate loans, kept two sets of books, and pocketed over $1 million in proceeds that should have gone back to the loan company.
Oh, no.
So Stellantis is going after them for $12.3 million, and that doesn't include interest and fees. And they want all the cars and parts and equipment back that they are part of this deal, and that's another $20 million. So we will see where that lawsuit goes.
Oh, my.
What's got us feeling all right on a Friday morning? There's a new fundraiser coming that's helping raise money for the Kennedy Choral League in Cedar Rapids. It's called Iowa's Got Talent Live and Local.
What's this?
It's an adult talent show. Top prize, $1,000.
Is it all singing?
I think it's whatever the judges will allow in.
Okay.
Because you have to audition by videotape to get into the final group. And then, if it's like ones that I've seen before, to maintain on stage, basically you have to raise money in the room. So people will donate to the people they want to see further on in the competition.
Yeah.
So it's a brand new event for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and all proceeds will benefit the Kennedy Choral League. Two dates to know. One, you have to submit a video if you want to take part by the end of the day this Sunday. That's number one.
Deadline's coming up.
Yeah. Number two, the event is open to the public. It's a ticketed event. Coming up on April the 3rd, it's going to be at CSPS. For ticket information or to submit a video for Iowa's Got Talent Live and Local supporting Kennedy Choral League, search Iowa's Got Talent Cedar Rapids.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
We're getting great response asking people to join the our entry for Sapadapaso 51.
Yeah, a big part of our entry will be the Z102.9 marching band, which you probably hear on Friday mornings during the football season. But our marching band is a little bit different on St. Patrick's Day.
We ask any and all to bring an instrument and join. We got to fill a lot of sound when you're walking in basically an open air environment. Plus, we have to fill an entire city street
right.
as well. So this time of year, we like to expand the band. Also, it works quite well for then adding to our numbers coming up this fall.
Exactly.
We are doing great in the trumpet and saxophone division.
We are awesome in the trumpet and saxophone divisions, but there are other components that are missing, one being drums.
Drums are so core to a marching. Let me use this word very lightly.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare people away because they think they have to high step or low step or be in a formation.
No.
You just casually walk. It's like seven-year-olds playing soccer. You're in a blob.
Yes.
A slightly organized blob.
Yes.
Yes. But at least we'd want to be kind of walking at the same tempo. And then the drum lets us know when the song starts, right?
Yeah.
So the more the merrier, and percussion is really where we need some help.
Have you percussed in the past? We would love to speak with you.
Yes, are a past or present percussionist.
Percussionist. We do have some drums available for you to drum on.
Yes, or even if you've got the drum, we got the harness. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? We'll get just a lot of belts and we'll make you something. We've got an engineer that can make a contraption.
We've got a can-do attitude.
That's right. We just need drums to go with our can-do attitude. We are looking still for any and all instruments.
And you know what? We just added some signage to our entry as well. So somebody who can walk and carry a sign at the same time.
Do you have hands?
You're in.
We could also use some duck wranglers too, if you think about that.
Sure. Do you want to be a part of something greater than yourself. Have you ever wanted to walk down the streets of Cedar Rapids and have people just cheer for you?
We are looking for volunteers. We'll find you a spot. Let us know. You are available. It is coming up the day of St. Patrick's Day. We'll need you for a couple hours that afternoon. First step, though, is to notify us. And you can do that by way of email, scramble@kzia.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Britney Spears was arrested for driving under the influence in California's Westlake Village Wednesday night. Britney was pulled over at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday night after police saw her swerving in and out of traffic in her BMW. She was extremely emotional, of course, even crying.
When did you show me that
her arrest?
Dancing in her negligee TikTok? Was it last week?
I think that was last week.
That alone just looked disturbing.
Bit of a
all of
slip
her
there.
Self-posts just are sad.
Yeah, they're a little disturbing. She's a little manic. Her eyes look a little off. Britney's rep says that he hopes that this can be the first step in a long overdue change that needs to occur in Britney's life, which usually your people are the ones that are like, nope, she denies that this even happened and everything's fine. Everything's fine. Her people are like, she needs help.
As her rep, I bet everybody in her orbit is doing what they can.
Right.
But she's got to hear it.
Exactly. Right? You have to know that it's time to get help. The New York Post claims that police also found an unknown substance in the car that is being sent to a lab for testing. Police think that she was under the influence of a combination of drugs and alcohol. She was given a blood test, but we don't have the results of that blood test as of yet.
As you're reading this story, is she currently in a jail cell?
I don't know. She's out yet.
Or maybe
she was arrested
at a hospital.
I would hope so, because
a helpful hospital.
Needs some help. Yesterday, Savannah Guthrie returned to the Today Show. It's the first time since her mother went missing February 1st. She was not on air, but she did go behind the scenes, meet with her colleagues, thank them for their support. She said that she just wanted everyone to know that she's still standing. She still has a lot of hope and she's still herself. She has every intention of coming back eventually, but right now there's no timeline.
No kidding.
Because you don't have any answers.
No.
Right? This big unknown question mark, waking up every day not knowing what the awful. Awful for her. They also did a group prayer together led by the meteorologist Dylan Dreyer, which was very nice of her coworkers to get all together and support her.
I've said before, what baffles me about this case is you've got the power of NBC.
Yes.
Behind you.
National media.
And then you've got not only the investigative journalist there within, right?
Yes.
And there's still just no strong lead.
Just not a lot of movements, even just grasping for bits of information. There's just nothing seems to turn up anything else that'll lead anywhere. Christina Applegate is the female lead in the movie Anchorman, and it's hard to imagine the movie without her in it.
Veronica Corningstone?
Hello, iconic. And she was the one when Will Ferrell and director Adam McKay came up with the script. She was the one that they wanted, and they asked her to be a part of the movie. Yesterday, she was talking about this experience on The View and said she actually turned down the initial offer because it was so low.
Yeah, you don't consider not only her co-castmates, but their backgrounds too, right?
Right.
And all coming out of those different improv groups, whether it was Chicago or California.
That had to have been an incredible experience just to be around all of them. And working together. But the fact that she just came in with such a low offer, she's like, nah, I can't do this. Good for her.
Sadly is how Hollywood continues to work.
Yeah.
And you do get every once in a while a good co-star who will step up and say either the studio needs to figure this out or I'll chip in or pay me less or something.
Yeah. Good on you, Will
Well,
Ferrell.
Thank goodness they made that.
No kidding.
Because Anchorman's one of the best.
That's what we like to call it.
Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
On this 10th week of the year, 2026, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north, longitude 91.72 degrees west. That makes an X.
Look where we are.
Right here, the world of Nerd News. 24-year-old electronics enthusiast in India has constructed the world's smallest arcade machine.
The world's smallest?
Yes. Think of the last time you were at Quarter Barrel.
Yeah.
Popped on over to play a little Pac-Man or Space Invaders. He made a functioning Space Invaders that is less than an inch tall.
What were you thinking?
Screen and everything.
What, but, like, why?
Why not, he said. Why not? His name is Kiran Patil. He's been fascinated by electronics since he was a kid, and over the years, he's really gotten into microelectronics. This thing measures about an inch tall, about a half an inch long, a half an inch wide, so it's not quite a cube.
Okay.
It is a functioning game of Space Invaders, including the joystick and four tiny little buttons.
How does he play? Do you just, like, play with, like, tiny
I don't
tweezers?
Think you play. You just make it, and then you give it to
you gotta
ants.
Play. Well, then you can't say it's functioning. You'd have to play it.
Well, you find, I guess you get a baby.
A micro baby?
Well, if you can find a micro baby, even better. I don't know how else to play it.
Thumbelina.
You need something with the world's tiniest hands.
Yeah.
This, by the way, this his fascination with this started before COVID. In April of 2019, he built the world's smallest working drill.
Wow.
And then during COVID times, he really got into then the video game concept and just finally has released the world's tiniest video game of Space Invaders.
Dang.
Coming off a 24-win regular season with the Big Ten tournament underway tonight and a probable NCAA tournament game or two in Iowa City, it is no debate the Iowa women's basketball team is a big draw, both at home,
oh, yeah,
continuous sellouts, and on television. Nielsen, the TV people who want to know how many people are watching TV, they do all of those measurements of audience, released their television ratings for the women's college basketball season as of February 25th, last Tuesday. So I think there's still technically two regular season games on this, but we don't have those numbers. Here are your top five in terms of teams that draw audience on television. Texas is number five. LSU in her sparkly suits,
yes,
number four.
Yeah.
Tennessee, great program, number three. Iowa is number two.
Wow.
South Carolina, dominating team, is number one.
Sure.
Iowa's ranking comes from a solid fan base, multiple high viewership tournaments. They took on Iowa State in a big Jimmy V tournament. That was one of the biggest watched, most watched games already this season.
Cool.
Speaking of Iowa State, I was hoping to give you at least, because they made the list. They were like number seven. No longer playing right now. They got bumped out of the Big 12 tournament last night.
Shoot.
But they'll be in the NCAA tournament for women.
Okay.
Iowa, by the way, will play tonight. Big Ten Network. Illinois will be their foe. That's going to be a 6:30 tip-off tonight for Jan Jensen.
Exciting.
And the Hawkeyes. Okay. A new article from Forensic Sciences Research provides insight in how the FBI used a clump of moss to convict Chicago grave robbers.
Grave robbers? What were they doing?
2009, the FBI gets a tip that a burial site, a cemetery near Chicago, was moving bodies so they could double sell the plots.
No.
They would dig them up. They would then put them in shallow graves elsewhere on the property and then resell the prime land. But they couldn't prove it.
You can't do that.
They couldn't prove it. So they're like, well, okay, we got to look at the dirt, the grass. So they bring in like the head botanist from the Field Museum in Chicago.
Whoa.
And they're like, we need you to look at this area. We found a body over here that we don't think belongs over here. Tell us where it came from and prove it. So the guy's like, all right. So he doesn't look at the body. He looks at the ground. He looks at the moss.
Uh-huh.
He looks at the grass. He looks at the weeds. And he finds this little piece of moss about the size of a thumbprint. And he's like, this doesn't belong here. And like, how do you know? He said, it doesn't grow here. There's no other moss like it in this location. But it is like moss over there where you
Whoa.
Think the bodies are being moved from.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the age of this moss. And if those four people are telling you that those bodies were moved before they got there, they're lying. This is how old the moss is. That was the evidence that took it to trial.
Dang.
By 2015, all four grave robbers had been convicted. Sentencing ranged from 12 years for the head of the cemetery. The guy that ran the backhoe got probation. Everybody in the middle got about 7 years.
That's
how cool is that?
That's a baddie botanist.
That's science, baby.
Wah!
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I don't think we realize how fortunate we are to have not only the Hawkeye women's basketball program, hard stop, but the talent that's come through what Lisa Bluder built for a program and to have a coach like Jan Jensen in the wings to take over.
Yeah.
20-plus win season 2 years in a row, consecutive sellouts at Carver Hawkeye Arena, I had a nerd news story today that they were the second most watched women's basketball program nationally for this year.
Lots of fans.
Yes.
Lots of eyes.
Losing only to South Carolina, who is the program. Right?
Powerhouse, yeah.
And she is so gracious with her time, whether it was our January ticket giveaway we did, which got people into that Ohio State game, which was so good at Carver Hockey Arena. I reached out on Tuesday, might have been late Monday, knowing the Big Ten tournament was this week. I'm like, if you've got 5 minutes, come on, we'll talk the tournament. They play tonight.
Sure.
They play 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. But we're doing a question specifically about sports and parents. And what a perspective we could get from Jan Jensen.
I would think that she'd have a lot to say on that. You know, even up to the age, we were talking about a family that had a four-year-old, but to have her perspective where all the way through college, maybe they've been playing since they were four. She's dealt with a lot of athletes and a lot of parents.
This conversation, by the way, ended up being about 12 minutes long because we're not interrupting Coach. And you just listen. You sit and you, like, I cannot wait for her to go on like the motivational circuit. Because she's got a future after being a coach. The full interview with Jan Jensen on not only Momtiversity, but also her opinion on celery and salad.
Yes.
Is available through the Morning Scramble podcast page. But if you could give us about 3 minutes right now, we want to take you to her first part of her answer for this family. You got emotional.
I did. She has a way of kind of getting even deeper into the topic than we even anticipated.
So we take you back to yesterday's conversation, Iowa head women's basketball coach Jan Jensen, and specifically helping this family of a four-year-old as they are becoming sports parents. Go down that road for just a second of our Momtiversity earlier this week. So we'll get off of basketball as a specific sport.
Yes, give me the, but I you got to set it up. I don't know if I heard what the Momtiversity is. So
you
give
bet.
Me the deets, guys.
Sure.
Give me the deets.
We got a young parents, and they've got a four-year-old. He's just getting into soccer this spring, and he's playing for the first time. And the question was, what do we as parents, what should we expect? How involved should parents get with a young student athlete?
And how old is this first young student athlete?
This
Did you
little
say
guy is four.
Four. This is
he's
like
four.
YMCA soccer.
Yeah.
But it opens the door, right? And I think the parents
right.
want to kind of know what are they in for, because it could go a
right.
variety of ways, right?
Well, me, I think what you do at that age is make sure that you have the juice boxes and the fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's
that's
the
what
best.
You do as of that age. All you do is in watching all these things unfold, especially in the basketball world, is you want to – someone told me this once, and I thought it was really wise advice. They said, introduce your kids to everything and see what sticks. And so I thought that was a beautiful way of, like, if they're interested, do gymnastics, try soccer, try plays, whatever it is, try the band.
Yeah.
And then just fan their flame and celebrate it all. And try to curb your enthusiasm when they score the first goal, and don't all of a sudden think they're going to be Messi. Or, you know, Pele, or, you know, like,
yeah.
don't put them in like whatever the top school is for soccer at that age. Is just celebrate it. And also, I think a lot of parents have heard this or read this, is you're never really congratulating them or celebrating them on the result. It's always, wow, I loved how you were running so hard. Whoa, I love how hard you worked. Man, I'm so proud of how you help your teammate. And then it kind of takes the onus on for everybody off
yeah.
of the end result. And maybe they were the leading goal kicker, or they were the best on the field. You're trying to get them to celebrate the fact that they tried something new and they were working really hard to do something that was new. And that's not credit all to myself. That's a lot of studying, wanting to not screw up parenting myself, and watching a lot of athletes and their parents as I recruited them and heard the stories of as they were little four-year-olds and what types of relationships my players have had when it went south and they didn't want anything to do with the parent, when they reconciled with the parent. You know, I got about 36 years of data, people. I got years of data that maybe is not scientific, but
yeah.
Watching those kind of things and maybe I got too serious for your fun show, but I really believe when they're little, it is about juice boxes and ice cream, and you just kind of see what they're into. But I would definitely curtail the focus and the hard practicing when they're that young.
So those key terms of effort, output versus outcome.
Yes.
And as she's telling you that, and you told me this privately after we got off the phone with Jan, you were thinking back to a conversation you had with your daughter, not about sports, but about show choir.
Well, yeah, because it's competitive yeah. arts, right? And like the last performance of the season, she just felt like it didn't go the way she wanted it to. It's like they had a loss, right? They did the worst that they'd done all season long. And she's like, that's just not how I wanted to end the season. It was really upsetting. But I was like, if you take a step back, though, instead of looking at this one loss that you had and look at your whole time doing, like, this is the first time you've started doing this. And she started in sixth grade and she's now in eighth grade. And I'm like, and you were shy and you were nervous and you were scared. And now you had like a solo.
She had a solo,
and
dude.
Like, that's huge. Look at that growth. So I was like, that is exactly what I was trying to impress upon her. And thank you, coach, for putting it in words better than I could.
We're going to come back in about 5 minutes. And we've got one more little token we want to bring. From her perspective, she's a basketball coach. So you would think the only thing she would get her kids into is basketball, right?
Oh, you would think.
And she's like, just like she said at the beginning of this, let your kid try everything.
Yeah, that's not necessarily the case.
No, her son more into organized sports. Her daughter, not so much. We'll have more with Iowa head coach Jan Jensen coming up on the Morning Scramble. Stay tuned.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Interesting 2 weeks of Momtiversaries. We get a drummer from Pork Tornadoes, Mike Schulte, in.
Yeah.
Talk about a picky eater. And then a family writes in about their four-year-old and getting into sports. And it just so happened, Jan Jensen was so gracious and gave us about 10 minutes of her time yesterday. And oh my God, the information she gave us.
Lots of thoughts. I mean, because not only is she a coach at the collegiate level and she's dealt with a lot of parents and dealt with a lot of student athletes, she's also a parent herself and so kind of understands what it's like to parent a student athlete.
And the question we got into was, you know, what do parents need to expect when your kid's taking on whatever passion it is? And she talked a lot about let them discover.
Yeah.
And then you followed up with, it was interesting that if you were a parent of a certain sport, your kid doesn't have to go down that specific road. And she has a very clear example from home.
It feels great. Really refreshing hearing that answer from you, because I think that it's really hard not to kind of cheer them on or even push your kids in a direction, I'm yes. sure, for you. Like, oh, maybe yes. my kids should try basketball.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, I think what's so fun with, you know, myself and my spouse is that we have a dancer. Our daughter is a dancer. And so many of my coaching friends, they kind of, when the kids were growing up, and they're like, they're kind of looking at me. They're like, so how are your kids, blah, blah, blah. What's your oldest son? He likes golf and basketball. And they don't really ask. They didn't ask me about my daughter. They just said kind of like, well, what position does she play? You know, or kind of lead it. And I said, actually, she's a dancer. And they're like, what? You're a dance mom? You know, kind of. And I was like, well, we're not all like that. That's what I say. We're not like the show.
It's not
all
like
of us.
Show.
No. But it's we found what really lit up her eyes, right?
Yeah.
And we were able to be like, hey, that's a beautiful thing. And then I learned in the process how athletic and how hard these dancers work, right? And we have a great studio, National Dance Academy in Coralville. It's just fantastic. We have a lot of good ones. Nolte's good here and many, but we found one that really resonated with her. So it just is, man, when you find their thing, even if you're like the most man cave dad and you got a son that, loves, cross country,
yeah.
right? Cheer him on, because they're the lessons they're going to learn and pushing themselves and overcoming, the adversity to push yourself that last mile, or you don't maybe end up making the varsity. I mean, it's all the lessons that you want your kid to have to make them prepared for life. So that's what I've learned. And I've loved every second of dance, every second, although the recitals can be a little long. But when you love your kid, you learn to appreciate all of it.
That's
you know?
Right.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Ready?
Ready.
Go.
Spin that wheel.
I didn't even warm up.
Oh, a cold spin, huh?
Yeah. I have had 4 bites of an apple, though, so I think that has helped.
By the strength of 4 bites of apple.
That's a burst of nature's sugar.
What'd you get, nature's sugar?
I got a 7. Yeah.
Oh, 7. The first webcam was invented in 1991. It was because computer science researchers at the University of Cambridge just wanted to see if there was coffee in the break room.
So they just set up a camera in the break room?
Yeah, and if there's a break room camera, then we could just look and see, oh, yep, somebody made coffee. And then it's worth it to get up and go get some?
Yes. Well, then they need to invent a robot that goes to get the coffee.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's probably where robots came from.
Well, the webcam, like...
You're telling me a webcam came from a lazy scientist?
It was actually a coffee cam. It was... The first webcam was a coffee cam.
Well, the first use of the telephone was to tell a guy in the next room to come in.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess it's just interesting is like, for people who don't want to stand...
Look what we have gained from being lazy.
Cops inventions.
Wow. You're not lazy. Look at that spin.
I'm telling you, that I got the juice.
He's juicing.
No,
apple juicing.
I'm appling. 8. It's one higher. 8.
One. What? That's one more, isn't it?
Yes.
Tigers are nearly invisible to their prey. They are seen. The prey sees orange as green, so they blend really nicely with the.
Really?
Yeah. Tigers are orange because mammals can't produce green fur. So orange is the next best thing.
You would think in the billions of years of evolution, green fur would be a thing. Why not green?
You would think, but mammals can't, and they're a meat eater. They're not eating plants.
Right.
So they don't have the they're not bringing chlorophyll. That,
it's chlorophyll.
It's probably chlorophyll.
They're not bringing that into their digestive system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they can't be green.
So reptiles remain because those are herbivores.
Yeah.
Right? For the most part, like, they stay in the green kingdom, green scales.
Yeah.
But, and also, very interesting that most prey must be colorblind.
Huh.
So, also producer Ben is colorblind.
He is.
We should test this tiger theory
we
on producer Ben.
We should see if he could find the tiger.
Do they have a tiger at the Blank Park Zoo? We could just send him for the day and like, find the tiger.
Find the tiger, Ben.
Yes.
Find it.
You're going to believe it.
What do you got? What?
You
got
to go back to 7.
I got to go back.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You put it across the room.
I know. But I thought like, what are the odds? You'd roll a 7 again.
Well, that goes 1 to 9, so the odds are 1 out of 9.
1 in 9.
Yes.
Hawaiian Punch.
Loved it as a kid.
Yep. Originally developed in 1934.
34?
Uh-huh. And it was not supposed to be juice. It was supposed to be ice cream topping.
No, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Was it powder?
I was going to ask, a powder or just like a thicker substance?
Like a syrup?
What were they? Well, in the 30s, like that's when the Hershey's company like probably had their heyday. I'm betting it was a syrup.
Soda fountains and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't
an ice cream topping.
As a juice until 1946. It was just ice cream topping.
Oh, man. To
Hawaiian
live back
punch.
In the day.
Whoa!
Do you mind walking over there? I should have had you grab 2.
I should have grabbed 2.
Go over to the pile of 7s.
Yep.
Bring back... 1 more 7 for our last Wheel of Useless Knowledge tidbit.
All government buildings in Finland have a sauna on site.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Nationwide, there's more than one sauna for every 2 Finns.
For all of Finland?
Yeah. They have a lot of saunas. Is that more saunas than bathrooms?
Sounds like it. Does each one have a man that says,
yoo-hoo! And his entire family's in there.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Welcome to the Finland sauna. Yoo-hoo.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.